This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It has turned out to be a lovely Saturday, and as you've heard, the chance of rain isn't quite what it was. We had big rains Friday afternoon, flash floods, huge rains overnight, 3.75 in my rain gauge. And I kind of want to get this going right now real quick. If you have a rain gauge total wherever you are in the greater Twin Cities area or beyond, send a text, 651-461-9226. 3.75 in Champlain, northern Hennepin County. What about your rain gauge? I'd love to hear from you, 651-461-9226. And I just think a rain gauge is a must. I get a kick out of my rain gauge. Let's go to Steve Carney and stevecarneyoutdoors.com. Steve, whatever drought there was is no longer.
You know, Steve, I'm at the point with this weird summer that I don't care what my rain gauge says. I just don't.
Yeah, fair enough. We've had a ridiculous amount of heat, humidity, storms, and smoke to fill a summer, that's for sure.
You know, this morning it was very cold. It was up in the upper 40s, and this afternoon it's in the middle 80s. You know, smoke, humidity, it's just crazy. And fishing has held up, though. It's not, you know, fabulous right now. It's okay, but I don't know. I'm just waiting for things to cool off a little bit, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon. But I got on a new property today, a nursery that's got deer problems, and I said, I think I can help you with that. So I did a little scouting today, walked around and looked at the property. And so, you know, we're getting to that time. You know, it's not too far away. In fact, the dove season starts in, 2.5 weeks. It's not very far away. So starting to think about the old transition here into the fall.
Yeah, and, you know, Steve, I know you get started early, and I think the wise bow hunter does, and that is when you can get out and check things out, and just jumping in a stand from a year ago is bad, bad news. Safety first and foremost, and you just don't want to go, hey, there's a stand I can jump into. You want to check that out. They need to be inspected. You want to have the safety gear and all of that.
Well, you know, squirrels, you know, are the big enemy. They can get in there and cut the straps down and do all kinds of stuff. And, you know, trees change. They get bigger. Storms, you know, can affect them. And so you never want to get into a stand that somebody else put up. That is rule number one. You want to get into a stand that you put up yourself. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm checking spots, you know, looking for areas that have good deer sign. And then I'm going to get some ground blinds in and, you know, get some tree stands. But, you know, do a little scouting right now. The mosquitoes are really bad. That's the one bad part. But this is a good time to do it. And when you put up a stand or a ground blind, you want to give them, you know, 4, 6, whatever weeks to kind of get used to it. You don't want to go in there in September, you know, and disrupt things and, you know, put something there. They know when you're there and they live there, and you put a stand up and they're going to know that stand is there. So you want them to get kind of used to it. And that's what August is for, you know, getting the ground blinds in, getting your shooting lanes cut and doing your homework and be prepared, you know, for that opener. But right now, Steve, I'm thinking doves. I am so excited. I'm ready to get out to the Dakotas, and I've got some really good reports out there that there's a lot of doves migrating, and really looking forward to that. And that's September 1, which is Labor Day weekend, which is on a Monday. So, and then the bear opener is also on Monday, and small game opens on Monday, September 1st. So this is the time of year when things start happening. There's so much to do.
Yeah, and I know for years you've talked about that dove hunt. A lot of fun, very challenging hunt.
Yeah, you know, it is challenging because it's the first time you get out with a shotgun, you know, for the whole year. And doves are just incredible. They're so fast. They're so amazing. And if you can hit a dove, you're doing something right, because they are very difficult. But I look forward to it. It takes a little bit of time to kind of get the hang of it, you know, their flight patterns and so on. And so doing a little scouting on that too. And really the big thing is I want to get there a little bit early and watch how they come into the grain fields. They're kind of just like walleyes. They come in on edges and corners, just like walleyes do, you know, in a lake. They've just got this little flight pattern. And it depends on the wind direction and what the weather's doing. But once you kind of scout it out and see how they're coming into the fields and how they're exiting, that's how you set up your decoys, you know, and try to ambush them coming in and going out, because they always have a definitive way to get in and get out. So, you know, dove hunting is so awesome, but you really got to get on it in the first couple of weeks. They're an early migrant. They leave, you know, Minnesota pretty fast, within a couple of weeks after the opener. So you really want to get on them early. And even though the season is open really late, you got to get them early, because once they leave, it's all over. You know, and then the teal and the wood ducks, you know, follow suit as well. So, you know, as everything, Steve, everything's weather dependent. You just don't know. And, you know, it could be 85 degrees out there in September 1. It could be 40. You just don't know. So scouting is important, and getting out in the field and making contacts with the landowners and getting permission. That's what you do in August.
Steve Kearney joining us. Hey, Steve, for the anglers out there, I know you wanted to talk about the drop shot rig, if you will. Tell us about this and what advantages it has.
Well, yeah, this is something the bass guys have been doing a long time, Steve. It's probably been around for 4 or 5 years, and I'm using it a lot for crappies and walleyes right now. And basically, it's a line that goes straight down from your rod, and you have a hook that's about 3 feet in the middle. And right now, you can get hooks now that, you know, manufacturers are making that have a swivel on the top and a swivel on the bottom, and you hook your, you know, terminal line to the top, and then you put a drop weight on the bottom. So basically, you're fishing vertically most of the time, and I've been using little tungsten weights, like 1/16th, 1/8th, and, you know, put that hook about 3 foot higher, and then you drop it down, and it's an amazing bait. I don't know why it works so well, but it does. And I put like a 2-inch piece of plastic on it, a little plastic worm, a little plastic minnow. You don't even need live bait. And when I'm, you know, moving around break lines and I spot fish under the boat, I drop it straight down vertically right under the boat, and you don't have to jig it. You don't have to do anything. You just let it sit, and that plastic will move, you know, rotate, and it's an amazing bait. I'm really impressed with it, and it catches pretty much everything, bluegills, bass, walleyes, and that's been working really well this past week, and I'm going to continue to use it. It's not something that you cast necessarily, because that can get hung up in the weeds, you know, quite a bit, but you basically want to vertically work it. Or if you're going to work a weed edge or a break line, you throw it out and you let it sit there and let that plastic work. So it's something you should really have in your arsenal, because it's very effective. And I'm really impressed with it. I've been using it for about 2 years, and a lot this year. So I'm really impressed.
Well, Steve, always good to visit with you. And next week we'll visit with you from the fair.
Hey, sounds great, Steve.
Take care, man. Yep, there he is, Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. By the way, our Outdoors coverage continues on Sunday. Rob Drew's line, Outdoor News, an hour-long show between 5 and 6, chock full of great guests and great info. Rob in the Outdoor News Sunday between 5 and 6 here on CCO. Coming up later, Twins and Tigers from Target Field. Game 3 of the 4-game set, the 65 World Series Twins. They fell to the Dodgers in 7 games 60 years ago. They will be honored before the ball game today. And then tomorrow, Corey Koski will go into the Twins Hall of Fame. We'll get into that before we turn it over to the lineup card at 5:30 here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, this is a tradition here at CCO, and that is after big rains, rain gauge update. I had 3.25 Friday and Saturday overnight here in my rain gauge in Champlin. Down the road in Brooklyn Park, Kevin, 2.7, 2 inches in Brooklyn Center. West Eden Prairie, 1.5. If you have a rain gauge update, love to hear it. Put it on the radio. 651-461-9226. Andy Greeter for the Pioneer Press covers the Loons, covers Golden Gopher football and more. Andy, do you have a rain gauge at your place?
I don't. You know, there's that old Progressive commercial about becoming your parents. And if I had a rain gauge, I would definitely be becoming my dad. Because I've thought about it many, many times. Moved into this, my first house about 8 years ago, and I've thought for about 8 years that I should get a rain gauge and still have it. So once I actually do that, I'll know I've become my dad.
Well, you know, what's great about that then, Andy, once you get a rain gauge, you can let me know when I'm on, and I'll pop it on the radio. Andy Greeter, St. Paul, and rain gauge. I got a daughter who has her first house over in St. Paul, but her yard is, like, completely covered with trees, so that doesn't really count because you don't get a good – and by the way, I love those progressive ads as well.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad hates them.
That's definitely me, so –
And my dad hates them. I always kind of laugh about it. But anyway, busy time for you, Golden Gopher football. The opener coming up quick.
Yeah, it's right around the corner, less than 2 weeks. They'll open with Buffalo on Thursday the 28th, and the season will be off and running.
Yeah, and then Northwestern State. Then they get Cal out in Berkeley. Are you going to be on the trip to Berkeley, Andy?
I am. Yeah, I've gone to every Gopher road game for about 10 years now. I actually, last night, I was watching some old Anthony Bourdain episodes of Parts Unknown to try to find some good restaurants to go to in the Bay Area.
Oh, man. And the Bay Area is so awesome. You know why there's like 40 million people living in the Bay Area? It's pretty good stuff. But this Gopher football team, Max Brosmer, down with the Vikings, and, job one, finding a quarterback, and it appears they have found the quarterback of the future for the Golden Gophers, but ultimately we'll see how he plays when they go for real against Buffalo a week from Thursday.
Yeah, so Drake Lindsey is the next starting quarterback for the Gophers. He was a true freshman last year and kind of an understudy for Max Brosmer. He got in a handful of games, was able to keep his red shirt and still get a taste of playing major college football. But it's going to be much different here this fall, as he's the man and has to, adjust to, like I said, playing major college football. Some of the early indications here this fall camp is that he's going to be up to the task. There have been some impressive showings in some of the open practices that we've seen. It was just telling a friend here this morning about one segment in Tuesday's practice. It was a 7-on-7, and he had some really nice deep balls, had a nice kind of layered intermediate throw, and some nice underneath stuff as well to kind of show that he has a big arm and the accuracy to go with it.
Yeah, and another guy I think that people are really excited, and that's Coy Parrish from ASCO, and the fact that he's one of those rare guys in major college football that's going to get snaps on both sides of the ball. They're really going to lean on him.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what kind of split that is for him.
Yep.
Let's see if he's able to play. PJ Fleck has said that it's not going to be a gadget. It's not going to be a gimmick. He's going to be an actual part of the offense. Does that mean 20 plays? Does that mean 40 plays? Does that mean the majority of, let's say they play 70 plays in a game? Is he playing, more than that? I would imagine that he probably gets me. I don't know. Who knows what it's going to be, but I think it'll probably be, probably 15 to 20 plays, I'm guessing. And the majority of still playing on defense, maybe 50 snaps on defense. So we'll see what that chair is going to be. I'm sure they'll probably be a little bit more guarded on what they're going to do with him in non-conference play to kind of try to keep some of the things under wraps. There were some trick plays that we've seen in practice. So they're certainly going to be using him on both sides of the ball and on kick and punt returns as well.
Andy Greeter joining us from the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com, joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. Speaking of college football, Michigan looking at a big fine. They didn't lose scholarships. They weren't banned from the postseason. Andy, your thoughts about what went down at Michigan? We're talking $30 million plus potentially in fines and all this. What's your read on what happened there? And in my opinion, I don't think it went far enough, but what do you got?
Yeah, I think that there was some fallout from it, right? It kind of taints the fact that they won a national championship and what really went into how much of an advantage did they have as they went on and won it all. I think it really kind of mars the accomplishment that they have. The Gophers played them that season. and had information that they were stealing plays before it really became public, and the Gophers switched up how they were doing things. They went from signaling in plays to huddling them up and running them in on a play-by-play basis. So there's some animosity over what happened in Dickeytown towards what happened in Ann Arbor, and you know that is still continuing to this day. So yeah, I think it's interesting to see the fact that they didn't go further, because I know there's still like I said, angst over what happened.
Yeah, and my thought was this. I was in for Henry last night. We didn't have a ton of time before the Twins and Tigers to get into it. But, you know, the money thing, okay, $30 million sounds like a lot, but it takes a handful of boosters to dig into their wallet and, you know, help them out there. I think where you really punish a program is a postseason ban and the removal of scholarships. And we already know how punitive the transfer portal can be. And all of a sudden, now you're really hurting the program and the institution and all of this. And maybe they'll make institutional changes to make sure this never happens again. You know, a money thing, money can be raised and you move on. And I know they said they didn't want to punish the current kids. Well, how many of those kids are going to be around next year or the year after anyway?
Yeah, I think it's like to your point. You know, I think that there's, you know, some issues with kind of, like you said, just the dollar amount, and given the fact that Michigan is one of the best well-heeled programs in the nation, I think, you know, scholarships are kind of a yesteryear thought as well. Do you cut the amount of revenue sharing that goes into it, right? And that way it kind of actually hurts the competitiveness of the program. So, yeah, I think it kind of just kind of ripped the scab off of what was a really bad situation, and makes everybody think about, you know, what went into how they won it and how that is for some people going to be forever tainted.
Yeah, and then Jim Harbaugh, he's in the NFL and unscathed, and I think he got one of those penalties where, you know, he wouldn't be able to come back to college coaching, but at this point in his working career, probably wouldn't anyway. Let's segue to the Loons. Loons at home at Allianz on the Midway against Seattle tonight, 7:30. And you look at the Loons, and there's so many other stories on the local sports scene, and we all know how crowded the sports marketplace is, but the Loons have had a good, solid season, and it continues at home tonight.
Yeah, so they have lost two straight for the first time this year. They lost a home game to a Colorado team that they should have beat and didn't, and now they welcome in probably the hottest team in MLS at a time when the summer transfer window is open, and they haven't added a single new player, and that has caused a lot of frustration. Eric Ramsey, I talked to him yesterday, and he said he shares everyone's frustration over the fact that they haven't had any new players. They've sent four players away on either loans or trades, and they're very shorthanded. They're going to have another short bench here today. Like you said, they've had a very strong season, but they're also in a very good spot. So I think people are looking around and saying, well, this is the type of team that you try to add to. You try to add to at the beginning of the window in late July and kind of have reinforcements, have players that can push the level, fill some of the holes that they need, and they haven't so far. So while they've had a good season, there is, you know, some, like I said earlier, some angst about this team as well, that they're not taking full advantage of the opportunity that's in front of them.
Yeah, and Andy, is that purely a budget thing? What's going on? You would think that players available would like to join a club that has been this competitive and is in a good spot heading toward the end of the regular season and the postseason.
Yeah, so I think it's a matter of they've had players that they've bid on in previous transfer windows, and once it's become public, other teams have kind of swooped in and raise the price, or kind of they've gone elsewhere. So they've been trying to keep things under wraps. So that's part of it. Another part is they're not a high spending team, and they are unwilling to kind of break the bank and spend big transfer fees. So I think that's been limiting for them as well. I think it's been a little bit of a combination. So they've still got a week left to try to add additions here, and there's a lot of people that are looking desperately for them to do so.
All right, so Loons tonight, Seattle, and that'll be a 7:30 start at Allianz Field. Andy, look forward to your coverage, and thanks again for the time.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks, Steve.
There he is, Andy Grinner of the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com. And by the way, WNBA action earlier today. This was really a good ball game over at Target Center, and a great crowd on hand. The Lynx won their sixth straight. They extend their lead in the WNBA standings as they beat the New York Liberty. Pull away at the end, 86-80 the final today at Target Center. And once again, no fee, and it doesn't matter today. Courtney Williams leads the way with 26 points. The Lynx have four in double figures as they beat the Liberty 86-80 today. And once again, they're the top seed. They've clinched. They're already in. Seven in front of the Atlanta Dream. The Liberty 7.5 back. Phoenix 8.5 back, along with Las Vegas. And then how about upstart Golden State? They are 10 games back and 3 games over 506. But right now, the Lynx, clearly the team to beat. Once again, no MVP in the lineup today. It is 4:32. We'll have the weather in a moment here on News Talk. 830 WCCO.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We talked about it a little bit earlier off the air. We should talk about it now on the air. Lindsay will be at the fair. I will be at the fair next Saturday. So you'll be out there with Shaletta, and then you'll hang out with me until the Twins game starts, or Twins coverage starts at 5:30. And really, what is the go-to? What is the first thing food-wise you need to get when you're on the grounds? Where it's kind of like, this is stop number one. I don't need the entire list, but if you could only pick one, what is it, Lindsay?
I'm going to go straight to the nucleus of the fair, which is the corn on the cob stand. I know the profit margins are fat, and that's all right, because when they're taking those corns of the cob off of the grills and they're just dipping them in a bucket of butter, Steve, and all these people are like, I want this paprika on it. I want this extra salt and pepper. No, I want this special cheesy stuff. No. Just give me the butter. Give me the bucket, actually, and I'll be on my way.
It is a machine. It is a machine how they do it. And they really are pulling the stuff out of the coals almost, isn't it?
I mean,
when
it's
you go up there.
It's a tough job, don't you think?
And I don't think they're made out of asbestos. Probably not. But, you know, they have these gloves, and they kind of peel it back, and it is just amazing what they do over there. And it's right next to Fox 9 over by the grandstand, and where you hop on the chairlift ride to the north end of the fairgrounds. The corn is really good. It's not number one for me. Mm. That is the Tom Thumb Mini Donuts right up the street on the other side of Ye Olde Mill. And the reason it's a big deal is, when I was a little kid, that stand was there. So it's been around there a long time. And what's so great about it is my first memory as a child of having a food item at the fair.
Holy cow.
Is that I remember Mom and Dad, and for the first 9 years, I lived right on the other side of Como Park on Maryland Avenue. So close proximity to the fairgrounds. That mini donut stand in the little machines that crank out the donuts is my first memory of having food at the fair. And then Pronto Pop would be number two.
Mm.
But those mini donuts, I got to stop. And then there's Ye Olde Mill and the CCO radio booth. To me, that's the fair. And that is the history of the fair. In that little corner, and you got the view of the grandstand off in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about it. It's one of the few things in life, and I've said this before, that it changes, but there's also some familiarity that doesn't change. There's some things about it that are timeless, like Ye Olde Mill, or the mini donuts, or the CCO radio booth, or the site of the grandstand. There's comfort in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
Yeah, I have so many memories at the State Fair. I remember when I went with my dad, because you don't just go once, Steve, right? You got to go probably three to 4 days to get the full experience. Because
I work with a guy during the week that is planning to go 8 times.
Oh, my goodness. That might be too many times, but that's okay. I'm not here to rain on anybody's parade.
Yeah, for sure.
But right. I remember growing up, my parents never got married, so we lived in different houses. And I'll never forget my grandmother, who helped raise me, lived with us at the time, giving me just a bunch of sheets of paper that had, like, my name is Lindsay Brown, my phone number is here, my mother is this. Like, just in case you get lost. And she didn't have the greatest trust in my father at the time, and I don't necessarily blame her, but you're right. I when I lived in Las Vegas, Steve, I thought about the casinos and why people return to them, and that expectation, that familiarity, I'm going to get this type of experience. And while the Minnesota State Fair isn't as glitzy or glamorous, it is our thing. And I think that everybody has a memory at the State Fair, good or bad, because I know there's some bad times out there too, but just make sure you got a list with your phone number on it and your address in case you get lost and you find people that look like helpers, right?
Yeah, that is so true. It's kind of like the barns with the cows and the pigs and the horses. And I went out there as a kid, and I take my kids to it. And what's great about some of those old barns that have been there forever is that they don't change. And while there are new attractions and new rides and new foods being introduced every year, there's a certain familiarity. It's kind of like the Dairy Barn Malt. The Dairy Barn Malt is like the Dairy Barn Malt, and you got the butter sculpture and all of that. And that continuity, and continuity like that, I believe, is good. And that's part of the magic, in my opinion, of the fair, is the new and the old and the continuity of it and the rhythm of it. And in some ways, I'm glad they haven't expanded the dates, and it, you know, it kind of starts on a Thursday and runs through Labor Day. They're saying, why isn't it 2 weeks?
They can't
do 2 weeks.
Why isn't
it available on three weekends or whatever?
No.
The continuity of it, the rhythm of it. The one thing that I don't like is the fact that some schools start before the fair ends. I think school should start the day after Labor Day. And I'm not sure why they do that, why there's this rush to get the kids back to school. And it really doesn't have to do with me boosting fair attendance or revenue for fair vendors. I just think there's a nice rhythm to, hey, summer's over, you put a bow on it Labor Day weekend, and then everybody goes back to school on that Tuesday. Just my opinion.
I used to think everybody started school at the same time, but they don't. And that's not just for, like, northern to southern hemisphere, because, you know, if you live in the southern hemisphere, you're having summertime during Christmas, which is completely bizarre. But in really hot weather climates, they'll start it like at the beginning of August, and then they get out earlier because of air conditioning costs. Somehow this helps mitigate it, at least to the least impactful. Just kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been southern climates in August, and it's no picnic for me. But nevertheless, fair starts Thursday. We will be there each and every day of the fair through Labor Day, and we invite you to stop by and say hello. Hey, another great tradition got started this weekend. Four games Friday night. It is the annual Minnesota Baseball Association State Amateur Tournament. Teams from all over the state converging on four towns this weekend. And Broughton, Gaylord, Hutchinson, and Glencoe. Glencoe hosting on the first weekend. Games from Friday night. In Class C, it was Howard Lake beating Broughton 4-2. In Gaylord, Painesville beat Lamberton 6-5. In Glencoe, this was a Class A tilt. Sartell beat Elko 3-1. And then another Class C tilt in Hutch, and that was Piers over Luxembourg 4-1. And then games in the books already today over in Broughton. These are Class C tilts. Le Sueur beat Urbank 2-0. It was Hanske beating Holly 6-4. Third game of the day there, postponed to Sunday night due to a medical emergency, and that's Rochester Royals against Air Freight Unlimited. That'll be played Sunday night. And then the nightcap there, it'll be the Mora Blue Devils against the Piers Lakers. And then some other finals from Gaylord today. Leavenworth beat Randall 11-0 in eight innings. In Glencoe today, Class A tilt, Forest Lake all over the Minneapolis River Rats 13-1 in seven innings. And today in Hutch, it was Regal beating Dumont 2-0 in 11 innings. At all of those sites, four games were scheduled. We mentioned the postponement. And then those same sites tomorrow, three games. I will be in Hutchinson for three tilts tomorrow and calling those games on NSPN.TV, and all the games are available on the stream throughout the tournament. And, of course, championship games come Labor Day weekend. So a great annual event, over 100 years of the State Amateur Baseball Tournament, brought to you by the Minnesota Baseball Association. Quick break. We'll come back. Matt Hodson from the Twins will join us. It is a huge weekend at Target Field. First place Tigers are in town. Tonight, the 65 Twins World Series team will be honored. They got beat by the Dodgers in seven games. And then tomorrow, it's Twins Hall of Fame Day. Corey Koski will be inducted. Matt Hodson in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Twins and Tigers, game three of the four-game set at Target Field. The Twins trying to get the bats on track. They dropped the first two games of the series, extra innings Thursday, and then a tough 7-0 loss on Friday night. Back at it tonight. Looks like the weather is going to cooperate. And 60 years ago, the 1965, Twins went to the World Series. First ever Minnesota team to play in the World Series fell to the Dodgers and the likes of Koufax and Drysdale in seven games. And that team will be honored before the game tonight. Matt Hodson joins us. Matt, it's been a while. How you been?
I've been fantastic. It's good to talk to you, Steve.
Yeah, good to visit with you, Matt. And this is really a cool ceremony tonight, honoring the 65 Twins. And what a great club, and some very familiar names part of that team. Harmon Killebrew, Hall of Famer Jim Cott. Tell us about what fans will see before the game tonight.
Yeah, the first World Series in Minnesota history is an awesome moment for this franchise, for the region. So we're going to take some time before the game to celebrate the 60th anniversary. We're fortunate enough to have Jim Cott and Tony Oliva here at the ballpark with us today. Jim Perry as well. Dick Stigman, who was a pitcher on that year's club. Jim Rance, who began his front office career with us that year. They're going to be here, and we're going to welcome them all out into the field, show some highlights from that season in the World Series up on the video board, and hear from Jim Cott himself. I was going to take the mic and share some tales from that magical 65 season.
Yeah, and that was back in the day is when you didn't get to the World Series unless you won the American League over the course of the regular season. So the Twins really earned it that year, and certainly a lot of great players a part of that club. And the fun continues this weekend at Target Field. And the newest member of the Twins Hall of Fame will be inducted on Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to welcome Corey Koski. He'll be the 41st member of the Twins Hall of Fame. Corey was, a volleyball player up in Canada who took a shot at baseball and ended up working out pretty darn well for him. He was starting third baseman for our back-to-back-to-back AL Central Division champs in 2002 through 2004. Great player, still lives here in Minnesota, still playing town ball and hitting some homers and getting the lineup with his kids. And he's going to go into the Hall of Fame tomorrow, and it's an awesome weekend. Even just walking through the halls here at the ballpark today, I bumped into Burt Blyleven, I've bumped into Torrey Hunter, and the vibes are great when you have some of the legends of our franchise back here all together.
Yeah, and, you know, whenever there is this Hall of Fame weekend and the alumni come back and get together and share stories, it really is a cool time and a thrill for the fans to see those people. And, you know, you mentioned Corey Koski, and his love of the game continues because he's been playing amateur ball in the state amateur baseball tournament, got started this weekend, and he has played in that tournament with the Loretto Larks and has played with his sons and, you know, still continues to love the game. It's a great story.
Such a cool story. Somebody who his passion for the game still burns brightly, and to be able to be in the lineup with his kids, and I believe one of his kids is playing at Indiana or another Big Ten school, but yeah, at home during the summer and getting to play some amateur ball with them, I know it means a great deal to him, and he's excited for tomorrow, of course, to be honored before the game and to take his place, his rightful place among some of the greats in Minnesota Twins history.
And we should point out, we will carry that ceremony. That is a tradition that you'll hear it in an extended pregame lineup card on Sunday in the final game of that series with the Tigers. Matt, always good to visit with you. Once again, a big night, a 60th anniversary of the 65 Twins who played in the World Series, and of course, a big day for Corey Koski tomorrow at Target Field. Enjoy.
I will, absolutely, and win Twins. Let's have some fun.
All right, there he is, Matt Hodson from the Twins front office, joining us here on the home of the Twins, News Talk 830 WCCO. Still more to come. Phil Miller is going to join us in the writer's corner. He broke the story that the Pollard family was going to maintain control of the team. We have some player movement. Player to the injured list was announced. We'll get into that as well. By the way, we have another rain gauge report, 2.5 in Little Canada. If you want to share, 651-461-9226. We have the news, we have the weather, and then more on the Twins and Tigers here on the CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.